The Okanagan River has been running high all spring. That's because unseasonably warm weather caused snow to melt fast up in Canada. And there was a lot of snow in Canada this year. The flooding in north central Washington wasn't enough to prompt a disaster declaration from the state or the federal government, but it didn't spare farmers and ranchers whose hay fields and irrigation equipment were inundated. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
All right, Phil. So here we are, standing on the edge of what, if I didn't know any better, would look like a giant pond or lake. But really, that's not the case here.
No, this is normally a hay field.
Phil Dart is a fifth-generation rancher in the Okanagan Valley.
We have 120 acres of irrigated alfalfa in here, and now we've got 4 to 10 feet of water in our alfalfa fields.
Dart's ranch is in the hills above Oroville, near the Canadian border, but his hay field is right down along the Okanagan River floodplain. This is where he grows food to feed his cows through the winter.
It was inevitable it was going to happen some year. I was just really wishing it wouldn't be the year we just spent $30,000 replanting the fields.
All through this county, lots of hay fields just like this one are underwater. The Washington Wheat Growers Association says 1,500 acres of hay fields were impacted by flooding.
Am I seeing a beaver?
No, that is actually a fish, carp.
There's carp in your hay field.
Yes. Well, they make good fertilizer.
Well, there you go. I mean, on the upside, right?
Yeah, but the other problem with that is the floodwater is always high in nitrogen. And if it's too high in nitrates, we won't be able to feed it to the cows.
Not only is Dart's initial investment in planting this hay field gone, he now has to pay to clean it up and restore it. His irrigation equipment has also been destroyed. This fall, he'll have to buy hay to feed his cows. And without a disaster declaration, he says he doubts he'll get assistance from the state or the Federal Emergency Management Agency. By Phil Dart's estimation, this all could cost him between $100,000 and $200,000 when it's all said and done.
There's an old saying, how to make a small fortune is start out with a large one when you're farming.
You're not the only guy in this position right now, right?
Oh, no. Right next door, Cody Ames has got a couple hundred acres underwater of alfalfa.
The flood has seriously complicated things.
Rancher Cody Ames is also a veterinarian. I found him later vaccinating cows up at Phil Dart's ranch.
This is my day job.
He swipes green tattoo ink on the inside of a cow's ear. The permanent mark indicates this young heifer, a female cow that hasn't yet had a calf, has been vaccinated just in time for the spring breeding season. After Ames is done here, he'll head down to his own inundated hayfield to repair a dike. He's already put in a full day at his vet clinic. He says a gross estimate of his cash losses could come close to $500,000.
You have all your profits for a long time wiped out, and you have to divert other income to essentially mitigating your losses.
Phil Dart says one way to make up for those losses is to sell more cattle.
You got to be flexible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't get married to a certain number of cows or, it's whatever you need to do to get through.
This spring, Dart might need his freshly vaccinated heifers to get a little bit busier than usual. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.